Good evening, Aristo.
Aristo, good evening.
You're the first to arrive. Do you want to wait another minute or two?
I guess we can, because I think they'll be coming on. I'm not quite settled either. I haven't gotten my materials together. I've been scrubbing floors today because I don't have my help anymore.
I understand. There's a lot of adjustments being made.
Yes, but I had a wonderful meditation.
Baruch Hashem. Do you want to share anything or not on the recording?
It was really terrific because I saw the Baal Shem Tov and Rabbi Nachman of Breslau. They took that ball that I saw this morning, the corona virus ball, and they were playing ball. They were throwing it back and forth and having a good time with it. And it wasn't very long. And I said, well, I wonder who's going to throw it in the sea of glass. And, you know, the sea of glass is made from the glass from women's mirrors, and it has the oxen facing in all directions. So I felt like women played a part in that, and the oxen going in each direction, you know, when they would throw that corona ball in the sea of glass, it would be a positive thing. And they didn't play ball very long, but they were real agile. And, of course, Baal Shem Tov's always jumping in, you know, and joyous. And, well, he threw the ball to Rabbi Nachman. And Rabbi Nachman threw it in the sea of glass. And and the Baal Shem Tov just danced off, just laughing and joyous and happy. So I just kept the thought, you know, the picture in my head today, and thanked Hashem for letting me teach young children. You know, because I think for 25 years I learned to be a 7 to a 10-year-old.
Right. And Baruch Hashem, it's beautiful.
Yeah. And it all fits with that 130. You know, that means so much to us.
Yes.
And I found out why the Boston Cove was lacking in joy as well. I was doing the birds. He was helping me stay positive. But he was laughing because here I was, this educated woman, looking like I had gone bananas, screaming and hollering and shutting the door, and it looked like a scene from The Birds by Alfred Hitchcock, you know, because the birds come like torpedoes. They don't just build a nest, you know, little quiet birds. These are like someone shoots them from a gun or something, and they come after me when I open the door. So that, he was laughing at me. With me, I should say, not at me.
With you, actually.
And then, you know, with people home in the neighborhood, they're walking all day, riding their bones. And I'm sure, you know, what has happened to that lady? I'll have to take a picture of my door and what the two neighbors helped. Well, someone in the neighborhood, not really. You know, how they fixed them. They did the work. Tony didn't really do it. He just got the ladder from somebody's coin. So.
Well, we should get going.
Okay.
The Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Vayera, Pasuk 105, is where we will start after the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha barichu ishkinte divkilu urkimu utkilu utkilu urkimu liyachta l'shem yudhe bavadhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Elohinu aleinu maasei yadenu konunei aleinu maasei yadenu konuneihu. Pasuk 105. Tachatzei kiti vish asher lo yihye tahor. Mi ikre laila wikomer. Mai tekam teya wichaya. Leif no derev yirchatz, b'amayim yayara, be'yatuma, achara kigon ziva, o segirat, nida dahawo, tire misa'avu, la sagya le'ya, b'ahiyo tevila, Bain de yara, beya kiri, kodem kida de kabel tuma achara. Bain de yara, beya levatar. The translation. Come and see, it is written, and if there be among you any man who is not clean by reason of uncleanness that chances by night, what should he do? The verse continues, when evening comes on, he shall bathe himself in water, but if he becomes defiled through any other severe cause, like gonorrhea or leprosy, on the impurity of the menstrual flow, which includes two kinds of defilement, then the ritual immersion for cleansing himself from the nocturnal pollution at evening is not sufficient. Under these circumstances, he should keep purity for 7 days, then he should immerse him again. There is no difference between he who experiences nocturnal pollution before he was defiled with the other kind of defilement, and he who is defiled only afterward. My commentary. This pasuk was clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Defilement requires truth from a person about themselves. Questions, comments, thoughts.
How did you understand the last phrase that you said? Something about themselves.
The last part? Hello?
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I can hear you.
Okay, but you asked a question or you said you didn't hear something I'd said.
Right.
So I wanted to know.
Somebody came on and I think it, you know, it makes
right.
Whatever.
I understand.
It was whatever you read last.
Whatever I read last was my commentary. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Okay. The last sentence in the commentary is, defilement requires truth from a person about themselves.
Okay.
Is that what you missed hearing?
Yes. Yes, I did. Thank you. Well, I looked right at first. The word man is Ish, but then it mentions menstrual flow, so that includes a woman. And I felt
it's
like
really,
it was talking
really,
about from the man's
really,
standpoint. Well,
when it refers to the menstrual flow, it's referring to a man who, for whatever reason, finds himself in unity with his wife at the moment that she begins her flow.
Okay.
So that's what it's describing.
Okay. I felt like it was possibly spilling seed and maybe masturbation when it mentioned the other part of the body.
That is also being expressed, but it's not being described as masturbation as much as a nocturnal dream.
Okay.
What we call in modern terms wet dreams.
Wet dreams instead of, okay. Glad to know that. So there, it's basically saying just going to the mikveh for one time isn't enough to cleanse that. It takes more than that.
No, it's saying that he needs to go into the mikveh one time. If that's all it is. But if he becomes defiled from the menstrual blood, then it requires 7 days.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. It's 7 days.
Right. But it doesn't require him to be separated.
Okay.
It just, he needs to be remain pure during those 7 days. Which is obviously something very difficult.
Okay. Yeah, that was the end of the section.
Right. So let's go on to verse 106. Avraham v'sarah wo metakne tevila lekal ho ihu legavre ve'ihi l'nashe memtet iasak Avraham ledaka livne nasha begin de ihu Tahor v'ikre tahor, diktiv mi'iten tahor mitame, lo echad tahor, Avraham dafin pak miterach. The translation. Avraham and Sarah prepared ritual baths for every person, he for the men and she for the women. And why was Avraham occupied in purifying other people? Because he is pure and is called pure, as it is written. Who can bring a pure thing out of an impure? Not one. Where pure applies to Abraham, who came out of Terah, who is impure. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. Sarah is also pure from impure, since Terah is also her father. Questions, comments, thoughts.
The only thought I had was the idea that they both had to I think her name is. I said the only thought that came to me while we were reading was the idea that, you know, Abraham, they were like half brother and sister. And the idea that I think her name is in the Torah was Iscah before she was referred to as Sarah. She had another name, and that name, and that was the only thing that.
I'm not familiar with that name or it. I would think that would have come from a midrash because I don't remember it being written in the Torah itself.
Well, I think it's there. I just remember when we did the seven prophets. The thing is, I don't remember what Iscah means, so I'll check on it. Because if I'm remembering incorrect, I'll want to correct it.
But did you say Ishtar?
Iscah. I would think kind of spelled I-S. Iscah.
K-A.
C-A.
I-S-K.
But I think her name is mentioned. I think that name is mentioned in the Torah.
I don't remember it, but it is, you know, I don't have everything memorized, so it's quite possible.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to make the statement or to realize that what this Pasuk is telling us is that Abraham and Sarah were keeping the mitzvah of family purity. And he was purifying people before he would serve them. According to the Midrash, he would require them to go into the mikveh. And the story is that the water would rise if it was someone who was impure. So he would know that they were impure and that they needed to go through the various purifying steps. And that he would not really discuss the one God when they were impure.
Well, the verse before, when we read it in the Aramaic, they had the word nidah.
Yes.
At least I heard when you read it, so. I know when I went through conversion and it was in with the Beit Din, the oldest rabbi that was on the Beit Din, his name was Rabbi Singer. Before I left, he gave me a little book on the laws of purity. And I still have that little book.
Well, Hashem, it's very much of a significant part of the religion. And of the spiritual truths.
Yeah.
But we live in a world that has become, continues to grow in its impurity, because the more people die, the more it's impure. And death is the greatest impurity, so.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go on to Pasuk 107.
Okay. Okay.
Verse 107. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Begin the Takana, Ahud Arga, the Avraham Umami Humayim. Begin Kah, Atkin Ledaka, Bene Alma Bamaya, Ushata Diazmin Le Malka King. Sheruta de Milo, Makitiv, Yukach Namayat, Maim begin le itak tva, the Hahu Darga, the Maim Sharamba. The translation. Rabbi Shimon said, this is why Abraham engaged in ritual immersion, to rectify Abraham's grade. And what is his grade? It is waters, namely chasadim, that are called waters. Because of this, he prepared people to be purified with water. And when he invited the angels, his first words were, as it is written, let a little water, I pray you, be fetched. To strengthen himself with that grade which contains water, namely Chesed. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. One can now see that Abraham knew the men were angels. As he did not prepare a ritual bath, there was no need. Questions, comments, thoughts? I believe someone else has come on as well.
Imagine. It's me. It's Brandy.
Welcome, Brandy. Go ahead, Hannah.
Okay. Well, I was thinking when we first arrived in Israel 10 years ago, the first thing we were told was you always offer a drink of water to anyone who comes into your home. And of course, you know, Abraham was in the desert, and you know, they would wash their feet as well as water to drink.
Right.
Because they're in the travel. But that's, I mean, everyone does. As soon as you walk in anybody's house, the first thing they did was offer you a drink of water, some kind of refreshment that was liquid.
But
which was an extension
from Abraham. It's also a lesson for us in the exile.
Yeah. Well, I don't have time because Tony is that. I don't have time to that. Do it. He's quicker than me.
Well, I just want to say quickly that in today's world, one of the ways to keep the impurity lessened in your section, in your area, is to take a drink of water as you interact with any person. Because what the verse is telling us, that when you drink water, you are strengthening that aspect of chesed within your own body.
I also noticed when our rabbi came from New York, if we went to anyone's home, he asked for water to be able to say a blessing in their home, you know, with the water. Especially if he knew there was a problem in the home. I caught it. Was, you know.
Right. Was that an Orthodox?
Yes.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Yeah. And, well, another reason why he asked for water is because he would never be sure of the kashrut of anything but water. And he would drink that not out of a ceramic, but out of a glass.
Well, I had already prepared everybody. You know, you don't touch his hands. You know, we're all hugging people down here in the South. You know, you don't do that. And they, you know, he knew, you know, when we had our meetings, I prepared the food and would tell him, don't eat or drink anything that I don't give you a signal for. And so our group knew, you know, paper cup, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I can understand it.
Yep.
Well, we're out of time, so.
Okay.
You all have a beautiful evening, and we'll have a class at the later hour.
Okay, thank you. Bye, Brandy.
Thank you. Ah, shalom.
Bye-bye.
Bye.